Jesus Christ came into this world as the long-promised Messiah. But his claim to messiahship was opposed and ultimately rejected, and he was put to death on the cross. However, we are here today to attest to the ultimate proof of his messiahship. He was triumphant even over death. The Christ who was crucified is alive. The whole story of the gospel relates to Jesus Christ as the Lord's Messiah. Esteemed prophets of God had generations before promised that God would send a Redeemer. That word had been accepted and had caused people in the time of Jesus' life on this earth to anticipate that God might possibly do something wondrous even in their own time. We know from the gospel accounts. His birth, though quite obscure and little noted publicly, occurred with attached signs and indications that this was no ordinary birth. As was recorded later, there were those who came inquiring as to where the one was who was born King of the Jews. And the scriptures of the gospel accounts record for us the ways in which Mary and Joseph were prepared to understand the things that God was making them to be part of. Testimonials were made as to his identity as the Messiah. Back at the beginning, it was those simple words spoken by individuals like Anna and Simeon in the temple. Words recognized by Mary and Joseph, but not at that time published to the world. But then later, there arrived on the scene a man named John the Baptist, who came proclaiming that the Lord's Messiah was here and pointing to Jesus as the one to be followed. From that point on, there began to be people who took seriously this prospect that Christ was, in fact, the Lord's Messiah. And they listened. They wanted to learn more. Many of them attached themselves to Jesus and listened carefully. For Jesus himself claimed the messiahship and supported that claim with grace-filled living, powerful teaching, and many signs and wonders. It was all unfolding. Here was the Lord's Messiah. People were beginning to pay attention and to add their recognition. But ironically, as more people accepted his claims, The stronger also became the opposition of those who possessed power and influence in their generation. And they began to mount a campaign against him. Now, during his ministry, Jesus acknowledged that he would be rejected, and he even declared that he would be put to death. But Jesus also plainly declared that he would rise to life again. Resurrection was to be the proof that he truly was the promised Messiah, the Son of God in human flesh. Now, resurrection was a challenge for his followers to accept. In fact, for those who acknowledged him as the Messiah, it was even a challenge for them to believe that the Messiah could be executed. But Jesus proclaimed resurrection, not only for himself, but Jesus proclaimed resurrection as the way to life for all who trusted and believed. Because you see, resurrection is the proof that Jesus is the Messiah. Without resurrection, Christianity is just another religion of morality. Resurrection demonstrates that Christ came to overwhelm death with life. Resurrection is the essence of the faith we profess. No resurrection, no grace. Without resurrection, we have little to offer to the world but best wishes. It is the mark of God's grace. Now, interestingly, in Jesus' own situation, the religious leaders of his day realized that the proof of his authenticity was based on resurrection. And in the gospel accounts, there's that indication, you know, of the measures that were taken to squelch any thought that Jesus could come back to life again. It was not necessarily that they believed that he would, but they knew that if his crucified body disappeared, that would confirm or tend to confirm what Jesus had himself proclaimed about resurrection. And so they arranged to have Pilate set a guard and put a seal on the temple to prevent anyone from removing his body from the tomb. And then there's the account also that after the resurrection had occurred, they attempted to spread a false story to account for the fact that his body could not be produced. And the guards were bribed to say that they had fallen asleep and that his body had been stolen. But of course, the truth was, he was alive. And reports began to come in of the resurrection sightings. We read of one in our worship this morning from John's Gospel. The very first, actually, Mary Magdalene in the garden, which, if we had continued to read other passages, could have been confirmed by the disciples together and others as well. For the word was out. They had seen him alive. And they knew that he who was crucified had risen from the dead. Of course, his followers, each one, had to go through the journey of having to be persuaded that this was true. And of course, so do we. For it is because he lives that we may live also. Of course, there have always been objectors to the account of Christ's resurrection. There were some, and have always been some, who said, well, you know, he didn't really die. So there is no resurrection necessary. Or there have been some who have said, well, you know, his body really was taken away. And we don't know where it was put. And some have said, well, you know, this was all wishful thinking on the part of the disciples. They just couldn't face the reality that their master was dead. And so they concocted this response. And some have said, well, it was all just a spiritual thing, you know, not really physical. But the good news is, he is alive. It was real. It is real. And it is affirmed by the testimony of many witnesses. And right now, the risen Lord is present with the Father, interceding for his people. This, friends, is good news. It's Easter day. Go out and tell the world that Jesus is risen from the dead. And then go out to live as people who have been transformed by the power of his resurrection. We rejoice to celebrate, for this is something we mark not only on this one day in the Christian calendar, but it is that which stands as the basis for all the faith that we profess, really. That he who was rejected and executed is alive. And we praise his name. Go out with joy. For Christ has been triumphant even over death. Thanks be to God.